In the first reading from the second book of Kings, a Shunammite woman offered food and lodging to Elisha. And her hospitality was rewarded when God blessed her and her elderly husband with the gift of a child. In the letter to the Romans, Paul describes that to be baptized is to receive the Spirit of Christ into ourselves. In today's gospel, Jesus praises those who are hospitable. He explains to his disciples the conditions and rewards of discipleship. Jesus summarizes both the cost of discipleship and its rewards. The conditions of discipleship outlined in Matthew's gospel are not easy. We must renounce many things. Jesus said in today's gospel, whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter, more than me, is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Jesus demands a spirit of renunciation and detachment, which will go of one's home family. He demands the death even of self in his followers. This means that to become a friend and a disciple of Jesus is necessary to follow him in his sufferings. Some people can take up their cross and follow Jesus. Instead, others cannot. To be able to follow Jesus, one must have faith. Faith means to trust in God, to trust in Jesus. We may get examples from the gospel of people who profess their faith in Jesus. The reading from today, Saturday, was about the centurion. In this prayer before communion, it's a short prayer, but full of faith. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say a word and my soul shall be healed. We can take the example of the thief on the cross with Jesus. He professed, remember me, Lord, when you come in your kingdom. There will be a reading this week about the leper. He approached Jesus and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. We may find a wrong way to ask the Lord for something. But what is important is our belief and our trust that he can do it. The late beloved Pope Saint John Paul II It was the year 2000. Told a huge crowd of young people gathered near Rome. The Pope said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is not easy to follow him. He demands a spirit of renunciation, detachment. He demands to keep his gospel and moral teachings. The Lord rewards his faithful disciples with the gift of life. As St. Paul says in today's second reading, just as we were buried with Christ in baptism, so we will be raised to new life with him. Faith leads. In the end of the gospel today, Jesus said, whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink will receive his reward. So now it has been already 3 years that I left this parish in 2014. I finished my term as the provincial superior, my 3 years. I finished. But my confreres wanted me to remain for another 3. So today I began another 3 years as the provincial superior. My duty is to visit the priests, missions, parishes, seminaries, where our missionaries are of St. Charles Borromeo. We are 92 priests. Some of them are already old. They are in Italy or in Brazil because they are retired. But we have seminaries. We have in Haiti and in Colombia. So the boundaries of the province goes from eastern of Canada, Montreal, Toronto, Hamilton, all east of the United States, from Boston until Margate, Florida. But we have also Haiti, Venezuela, Colombia, and Ecuador. So these are the countries that I'm supposed to visit to see the missionaries and the seminaries that we have. So I ask you to pray for vocations. Please pray for the Scalabrini Fathers, for our province of St. Charles Borromeo, for our congregation, the missionary of St. Charles, that we are, our charisma is to serve the migrants. Thank you for the love and support you give to the fathers that are here, Father Horacio Carlos, Vincenzo. So let us pray for Father Vincenzo. His mother is really very sick in Italy, is near death. So he is not here because he is with his mother. And Father Julian, you just ordained this year. May the Lord, may the Blessed Virgin Mary bless you and your families with good health.